Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to conservation and careful management of the state's forests to make them more resilient and better habitats for wildlife. Choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. But let's just say I wanted to create a sports service called Rosenbats.
Well, even if the Chicago Bears somehow happen to get in the Super Bowl, Jason.
The idea that it's going to improve education is phony.
It makes the decision to make a bet an incredibly casual affair.
Sports betting is not the golden goose. Nobody besides the casinos and teams, professional sports teams, are getting rich off of sports betting.
If it wasn't for my crippling fear of losing lots of money gambling and the fact that I live in Missouri, I would be able to make a very unsound bet that the Milwaukee Bucks will win the 2024 NBA Finals. But the reality is I do call the Show Me State home, and unlike Illinois, betting on sports on, say, your phone is illegal here. But that could be changing. A group called Winning for Missouri Education is circulating a ballot initiative to break a years-long sports wagering impasse. And here to talk about this issue at length is Jack Cardetti, a longtime political consultant who has worked on a number of successful ballot campaigns, including this one. Jack, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Always great to be with you, Jason.
Let's start with a simple question. If your initiative is approved, how would people be able to bet on sports in Missouri?
Yeah, sure. Right now, Missouri's one of about only a dozen states that hasn't legalized sports betting. And that means we lose out on millions of dollars that could be going to our classrooms and millions of dollars of economic opportunity. So if this ballot initiative passes, Missourians will be able to place sports bet in a responsible, regulated manner. They'll be able to do that at professional sporting venues. They'll be able to do that at the casinos. And the Missouri Gaming Commission will select a couple of mobile providers where Missourians will be able to place those responsible bets.
Would people be able to bet on college sports, or would this just be pro sports?
No, they would be able to bet on both.
And before we continue our conversation, I'd like to invite you in to this conversation. Do you support legal sports gambling in Missouri? Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Or you can send us a tweet at STL on air or email us at talk@stlpr.org. So one of the reasons we're having this conversation is because backers of sports betting need to go through the initiative petition process because there's been a deadlock for years in the legislature. And Senator Denny Hoskins has said it doesn't make sense to just legalize sports betting without also legalizing video lottery terminals, which are gaming machines in gas stations and fraternal halls. Here is Senator Hoskins talking with both me and Sarah Kellogg earlier this year.
I think that we could actually get this solved if we left all the special interest out of the room. And I sat down with some of the advocates for sports betting as well as video lottery terminals. I think that we could come up to agreement, but unfortunately, the casinos have wielded a lot of power here in the Missouri legislature and have killed any effort of compromise to include video lottery terminals in a comprehensive gambling package.
That is Senator Denny Hoskins, a Republican from Warrensburg. Jack, you've probably been following this impasse very closely. What do you make of the senator's comments?
Yeah, I mean, this is the exact reason why we're out there collecting signatures as we speak. And quite frankly, we've been overwhelmed with how enthusiastic Missouri voters are when we talk to them about sports betting. I mean, every year the legislature fails to get this done. Meanwhile, 7 of the 8 border states in Missouri have sports betting. And yet we're also 46th right now in average teacher pay. So clearly these are revenues that can and should be going to our classrooms. Every single day, we see Missourians crossing the river over into Illinois or crossing State Line Road over into Kansas, placing bets and coming back here. Or quite frankly, we see Missourians placing billions in illegal offshore gaming websites or whatever. Neither of those are constructive for Missouri's economy. And so let's take the common sense approach of bringing this to the people, where we're pretty sure Missourians are going to support allowing regulated sports betting and making sure the money goes towards education.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. Can you talk about how money would be collected from this initiative and where it would go?
Yeah, so there'll be a 10% tax on betting, and then that money will be dedicated as permanent funding for Missouri classrooms.
I want to talk about, and who ends up paying the tax on this? I know, is it licensees? Is it also just people who place bets? Like, who actually puts the money to the state, basically?
Yeah, the licensees would pay that.
So your initiative says that the Missouri Gaming Commission can only issue 2 mobile licenses to operate sports wagering in the state. So would that mean if a company other than just, I'm going to throw 2 companies out here, DraftKings or FanDuel, wants to set up shop in Missouri, they wouldn't be able to?
Well, that'll be entirely up to Missouri Gaming Commission. But again, Missourians will be able to place bets at the casinos that we have right now, at professional sporting venues, along with these mobile sites. But again, it's the Missouri Gaming Commission that'll end up selecting that.
But let's just say I wanted to create a sports service called Rosenbets, and it was very well constructed, and it was going to be better than DraftKings or FanDuel. Would I just be out of luck? Would I have to go to Illinois in order to operate in Missouri?
No, you would just need to go convince the Missouri Gaming Commission that you ought to be one of those 2 licensees.
Oh, I think I would be very persuasive. But let's go to Donovan from South County. Donovan, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your question?
Well, my comment. I've been on school board in the Lindbergh School District for 8 years, and I can tell you that the idea of allowing sports betting to aid education is a foolish argument. Years ago, the argument of allowing gambling on boats was made to allow improvement in education. And it's a ruse. What happens is the money goes into the state treasury, the general treasury, and that money then is spent out by the legislature as they see fit. The idea that it's going to improve education is phony. It's going to be more money to the state, but the state can do whatever they want with the money.
Thank you, Donovan. You've heard that argument a lot from opponents of expanding gambling, that like education money could just get supplanted. What's your response to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons we're putting this in the Missouri Constitution. This money has to go towards Missouri education, has to go towards our classrooms. And quite frankly, Missouri education can use this permanent funding. This will be funding that goes on into perpetuity. We know that sports betting is here, it's here to stay, and we think it'll be a nice funding source that will help classrooms throughout the state.
Let's go to Dwight from Dutchtown. Dwight, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Good afternoon. I grew up in New Jersey, worked as a banker in New Jersey. New Jersey has been doing sports betting, gambling generally, for a very long time. And I have to say that I have to echo what the board member just mentioned about the futility of trying to fund education with the proceeds of gambling. It's just it's a fool's errand. The big problem, though, is the impact on the behavior of citizens and the impact on of compulsive gambling in when you have that kind of an outlet that is that responds to impulse on a cell phone in particular, it makes the decision to make a bet an incredibly casual affair. And in New York, we have 2 baseball teams, 2 football teams, basketball teams, you name it, Brooklyn and New Jersey and hockey teams in abundance. And the gambling scene, the sports betting scene in particular, is out of control.
Dwight, thank you for your call. And that was going to get to another question. Like, I understand the point that, like, it doesn't make a lot of sense for Missouri to not have sports betting when you can just go across into Illinois or to Kansas. But What would this initiative do to make sure if people are addicted to gambling that there is some sort of outlet that they can go to bet more responsibly?
Yeah, when we were putting this initiative together, we actually worked with the National Council on Problem Gaming, and they have really praised the problem gaming provisions in our initiative. This would be dedicated funding for a problem gaming fund here in Missouri, and that's something that these national outlets have praised, because we don't see that in a lot of other states. This is one of the reasons that, while unfortunately we're going to be the 38th state to have sports betting, we've been able to look at what has worked and what hasn't worked in other states when it comes to this. And so that's why we've worked so closely with the National Council on Problem Gaming to make sure we have the appropriate safeguards in place.
We're talking with Jack Cardetti, who is with a group called Winning for Missouri Education that is circulating a ballot initiative to break a years-long sports wagering impasse. There's a couple of notable things about this that you touched on that I want to expand upon. So how would, like, casinos be able to do sports betting? I've been to Las Vegas. I've seen places inside casinos where there's, like, hundreds of TVs and you can go up to a teller and place a bet. Do you expect that sort of setup will be available in Missouri casinos if this initiative passes?
Yeah, I do think you'll be able to see sort of a sports book like we'd see in a casino. It clearly is an area that people are extremely interested in. We're losing that type of money every day to our bordering states. And so having that there for Missourians, we think will be important. I mean, Jason, to kind of give you a little detail about how interested Missourians are in this, on Super Bowl weekend alone, 431,000 Missourians attempted to bet that weekend. They were unable to because they were in the confines of Missouri. And so there's a ton of interest here. Unfortunately, a lot of those individuals that weren't able to place bets here in Missouri either went to our neighboring states to place those bets, or they did it using illegal offshore gaming websites. Neither of those are good for the Missouri economy. Neither of those are good for our classrooms. This is the responsible way to go about ushering this in.
Do you support legal sports gambling in Missouri? Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Now, another notable thing is that all the sports teams, professional sports teams, are supporting this. And I guess it's because they could create, like, a geo-fenced area in or around the stadium where people could bet on games. How would that am I describing how that would functionally work correctly if this initiative is passed?
Yeah, absolutely. That's correct, Jason. So really, the start of our coalition here in Missouri were the six professional sports teams. You know, they view this as a great way to increase fan engagement. They also are a competitive disadvantage to other teams in other states that have this revenue stream. And so that's exactly how it would work here in Missouri. I know that all six of our professional sports teams are really excited about this. They've helped us go and collect signatures, and we're looking forward to turning those in early next month.
Why do you think it would be, like, beneficial for sports teams to be in this, like, arena? Do they, like, make more money off of it if they're offering some sort of outlet for people to place bets at stadiums?
Yeah, for a lot of, again, 38 states have been able to set up a program like this. And the professional sports teams that are there, depending on how the law is written, that's a brand new revenue source for them. And so it puts our teams at a competitive disadvantage here. The teams also believe it really helps increase fan engagement.
So I'm going to go back to Senator Hoskins again. He has expressed doubts that sports betting will garner that much revenue. And that's been kind of his core argument about why he's been pushing the legalization of video lottery terminals so much. He thinks it will produce a lot more revenue. Here's Senator Hoskins again.
Many people think that this is the golden goose. I mean, Kansas thought that it was the golden goose when they passed sports betting. And, you know, they were going to be able to have millions of dollars in order to lure professional sports teams to the state of Kansas. And that simply has not happened. Sports betting is not the golden goose. Nobody besides the casinos and teams, professional sports teams, are getting rich off of sports betting.
That is Senator Denny Hoskins, a Republican from Warrensburg, who is not a fan of just legalizing sports betting in isolation. So, Jack, is he right? Is this not as big of a golden goose as us golden goose seekers are wanting in terms of its revenue for the state?
No, we've analyzed this. We know that this will produce tens of millions of dollars each year for Missouri education. I mean, it just is intuitive. There are, again, 431,000 people tried to bet on Super Bowl weekend alone here in the state of Missouri. So there absolutely is the interest. The initiative is set up in a way that makes sure that that money goes to education. It'll be tens of millions of dollars each and every year in permanent funding. Right now, you know, because of politics in Jeff City, Missouri is taking in no money from this. And in fact, we're losing out from people, the Missourians that are going to our border states, placing these bets, helping our neighboring economies, where this would really bring in a common sense way from to allow Missourians to bet on sports in a responsible, regulated manner and do so in a way that helps fund our classrooms.
I would imagine people tried to bet on Super Bowl Sunday because the Kansas City, Missouri Chiefs were playing in the game. If it was my Chicago Bears that were playing, I don't know if that many people would have bet. So is that really a good example to put forward?
Well, even if the Chicago Bears somehow happened to get in the Super Bowl, Jason, there still would be Missourians that would be extremely interested in that. We know that. We see it time and time again. You know, and this is just this is an issue where, you know, Missouri is now one of only 12 states that doesn't have this. And so, you know, 7 of our 8 bordering states have it. So we really think that this is time to do this. We're so glad that the professional sports teams here in Missouri have really been leading the way on this initiative. And, you know, the recent public polling on this is pretty good. I mean, the last 2 public polls that have come out show that 62% of Missourians and 60% of Missourians support sports betting. And I think what shows that this really isn't a political issue is that sports betting also enjoys majority support amongst Republicans, Democrats, and Independents in both of those polls.
Let's go to Calvin in South County. Calvin, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour in St. Louis on the Air.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to comment. I mean, everybody's been making very good points. I think it's definitely time to get this done. I mean, we're seeing strong support for all these signatures to get it legalized. It's not only good for the economy, but it will support, you know, the future generations, which, you know, is completely understandable for doing. I mean, we're losing out on all this money. Everybody's going over to Illinois. It's so easy to go over there and do it. Missouri is losing out completely. It's almost like the cannabis situation that we went through a couple years ago. I mean, it's getting out of hand. I think it's a big political issue. I think Missouri needs to get it done. It's time. We're losing out on money, and people are going to do it anyway.
Thank you, Calvin. You know a lot about that cannabis initiative, Jack, since you were also heavily involved in it. But you heard the criticism of that, you know, that was creating a very closed and insular market. And I could understand the reasoning why you don't want, like, people to bet at gas stations and fraternal halls. But what would you make of the argument that the way this is a limited system may benefit the sports teams and the casinos and the 2 mobile apps at the expense of competition?
You know, no, this will really make it, you know, fairly easy for Missourians to access the sports betting. You know, they can do so in person at those venues. They could do so, you know, online. And so we think this is a system that has worked in 38 other states. It's a system that can work here, and it frankly will work here. After Missourians support this in November, Missourians will be able to place these bets that they're already placing, but they're going to be placing them in a responsible, you know, safeguarded manner. And they'll have lots of options on how they want to place those bets here under this system.
Jack Cardetti is with Winning for Missouri Education, which is circulating a ballot initiative to legalize sports betting. Jack, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Jason.
This episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
St. Louis on the Air proudly supports local artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, providing more than 41,000 jobs in the production of wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details at choosewood.com.